Like every day I listen and I hear either my voice or your voice on the beginning of his show. Just today, we were the beginning.
Well, I
believe.
But now you're, don't, I'm cutting this out of the show. I don't want to ruin a good thing. That's, I enjoy, no, that sounds wrong. I enjoy my audio being featured on the beginning of the program that is called Big Fatty. See, I'm trying to avoid saying I enjoy being on Big Fatty's opening because that's just, that's wrong. So I was trying to go through verbal gymnastics.
You just said that one, so he will include this part in there because
suddenly you're doing an expose on me? On like my,
Being on Big Fatty's opening was Auntie Vera Charles's stripper name in the 1970s.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hand together for Big Fatty's opening.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I enjoy being on Big Fatty's opening. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hand together for Big Fatty's opening.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2326 of the BFO for Wednesday the 28th of December 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna have a crema recap. Big Fatty, it's lovely to be back in the saddle. Where'd you get a saddle, Big Fatty? Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, everything back to normal. That means it's going off the rails. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope y'all, this is the final hump day of 2016. Big Fatty, everybody will be glad when 2016's over. It's true. Y'all, from what I understand, they are forming a protective barrier around that Betty White. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, Big Fatty, you know what? I kind of miss the pre-recorded for presentation at this time with Ben Grauer. Well, Ben Grauer will be with us later in the week. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, let me just fill you in on what's going to be going on here the rest of the week. Y'all, I've received probably a dozen voice letters, I tell you. A dozen. So I'm going to play them in the order they were received. But probably won't get them all played this week, so some will carry into the new year. And and of course we've got the comment contest, a winner to announce. Big Fatty, we haven't received the name yet. It's true, we haven't. Well, at least I don't think we have. We've got a voice letter from Miss Bacon. It may be in there, I don't know. But before I go any further, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I'm not going to open packages and cards today, but I am going to say who I've gotten them from. Y'all, I've gotten one. Y'all, it's from China. It's got Chinese written all over it. Big Fatty, they're coming to get you. Or maybe it's from Japan, Mexico. I don't know. But anyway, detailed description. I don't know what it is. And y'all, then I've got a package here from the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. Yes, Big Fatty. Then I've got cards from Miss Bacon. I've got one from Red Stick, Louisiana. Big Fatty, I don't know who that is. I'm not sure who's in Red Stick either. We've got Princess Hana and the Boy Genius. We've got Eric out there in Bakersfield. Big Fatty, we love Eric and Bakersfield. We love all of them. Yes, Big Fatty. Yo, we've got one here from Christina in Big Fatty. She's the number three fan, but not long. About another. A little more than a month. Kathy Marshall from out there in the San Francisco. And y'all, I believe this last one is from that Gus Chan, because it's Yasmin Betty is painted in a lovely little crema tree on the front. So y'all, those are the things that I'll be opening at some point, but I'm sure those of you who had sent something were interested in knowing that it had indeed arrived safely. Yes, Big Fatty. So we'll open those as time permits during the week. Big Fatty, you better open all of those before the end of 2016. Well, I'll try. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, today the 28th. Oh, y'all, that is some M&Ms. Yes, McFaddy. The 28th of December, y'all, is a very important special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, is over there on the Taste Like Burning little show. Y'all, they've really been trying to keep on a regular schedule. Yes, Big Fatty, they must be taking fiber. And y'all, is that Taste Like Tim? Oh, Big Fatty, maybe I should go. Ooh, Big Fatty. But, and y'all, Tim is just as sweet as he can be. He's over there with his husband, James. And, y'all, just give them a listen if you don't listen to the Taste Like Burning show. They're just as sweet as they can be. I heard them reading an e-letter from Blonde Guy Jay on a recent little show. It was just lovely. And y'all, if you see Tim on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, he doesn't like cake, so I hope he gets a big old birthday something that is not cake. Happy birthday. I did a lot of recording prior to heading up to Hatfield, but y'all, I headed up to Hatfield last Wednesday, a week ago today. Yes, Big Fatty, it seems like it was a month. It does at times. But got up there, and y'all, the main thing of being in Hatfield is just to be with the hats. And saw my brothers and sister-in-law, my nieces and all, some. And, y'all, I can't say that I remember too much about what went on while I was up there. Y'all, I'm still upset I didn't get to see George in Atlanta while I was there. But George, I'm glad you're feeling better. Big Fatty, he was having snot fest. He was having snot fest. but I think he's doing better now because his Hatlanta Falcons or some sort of, yes, Big Fatty, they want a cake or a trophy or something. I don't know what they, anyway. But y'all, a couple of things I'll just mention to you. Big Fatty, get it together. Before Crema, y'all, I I went out and had lunch. Had lunch with Epa Louie. Yes, McFanny. And y'all, before I forget, you know, I had gone through the cards and the little giftettes and everything that everybody had given me at the podcast dinner at the Colonnade. Yes, McFanny, you cannot spell colonnade without colon. It's true. But y'all, I forgot to mention that Travis was kind enough to pick up the tab for my supper that night. Yes, McFanny. So Travis, thank you so much for that. Yes, McFanny, you gave him your extra chicken bazoom too. I did. I couldn't eat it all. Y'all, it was two chicken bazooms and two wings. And two sides. For like $13 or something. I don't know how much it was. Maybe it was $16. But anyway, had lunch with Epa Louie. Y'all, we went to a Mexican restaurant. Yes, McFanny, what kind of food? Mexican. Oh, okay, so that's the real Mexican, not the generic Mexican. Well, that's correct. And I had a chimichanga. Big Fanny, that sounds like a personal problem. Is there a medicated salve for that? Probably. But the medicated salve that day was, what is that cheese dip called? It's, what is it called? Queso. Yes, McFanny. and Epa Louie took me to lunch. So, y'all, I'm not doing all this for a free meal. Big Fanny, but you got one. It's due, so I want to thank Epa Louie for that. Peter Potamus, and y'all, then I was off to the IKEA. Y'all, I guess I've been to an IKEA department store before, but I don't remember. I don't remember it well. It when I got there, it seemed familiar, but I did, and maybe it's because I don't know. But anyway, and I met my niece there, and we walked around, and y'all, it was really quite interesting, and they had some very interesting stuff. Yes, McFanny, and they had lots of stuff that you just kind of scratched your head at, y'all. It's true. But y'all, it was very interesting. Y'all, then I came home and then, you know, finished up a little shopping, finished up my shopping and all. And, you know, being at the hats, the main thing is whatever the hat arena wants to do, that's what you do. Just keep the hat arena happy. And that's what you do. And, you know, the nice thing at Crema, you know, they got the sports ball bowls. So the hat, the orange hat is happy. You know, if the TV's blaring, y'all, I got to tell you, the TV blared almost 24 hours a day. Y'all, it's just, oh. And, you know, it's nice to be back in the villa. Yes, Big Betty. Then I, what did I do then? Crema morning. I should go back. Crema Eve. Y'all, we went to Crema Eve day. We went to the cemetery. Betty, did you see Digger? No, I didn't see Digger. My folks like to go and put a wreath on the graves of their parents for Crema. And y'all, my father is always, I wonder if the boys will come and put a wreath on our grave when we go. They're so afraid that we're just gonna say, see you later, alligator. Ready? So anyway. And my father was amazed that the cellular telephonic device, I could just say, tell me how to get to the Crestlawn Cemetery. And he gave me the directions. And he came up to me later on Crema night and says, if I got me one of those phones, do you think I could work it? I said, no, absolutely not. Ready? It's the best advice ever. Anyway, but we did that, and y'all, then, believe it or not, my mother wanted to go to the Crema Eve service at the church, so we went and did that. Y'all, I think they sang every Crema carol ever written. ever written. And you know, they had a small little band of some violinists and a piano and the brass, you know, four-piece brass section, and they played before the service, and then they had a couple of guitars and a singer during the service, and then we all sang carols. And y'all, I swear to you, I think they played every Crema carol in the hymnal. Y'all came home, and y'all then on Crema Eve, it is a tradition. It is a tradition that I go over to my brother and sister-in-law's house, and y'all, we have eggnog. He pours it like they used to pour it at my old aunt's. I used to have these old aunts that, you know, we'd have to go see them Crema Eve in the past, you know. Oh, we gotta go see them. They may not be here next year. Which, by the way, my folks are now saying, oh, this may, I wonder if we'll be here next year. Is this the last time we're coming to the seminary? You know, it's mainly my father. But anyway, but y'all, they would pour about 2 inches of bourbon and about a quarter of an inch of eggnog. So y'all, it's and they live forever, and I think that's the reason why. But anyway, y'all went over and had continued that family tradition with my brother and sister-in-law and my two nieces. They're now like 23 and 25, so they were enjoying the eggnog as well. Let's see, is it, y'all, I can't remember if there was anything interesting. Crema warning, my mother and I get up and we go over to my brother and sister-in-law's house and we watch them open their packages. We have sausage balls and little mini cinnamon rolls and coffee, and y'all, that's mainly why I go. But it's nice, y'all. It used to be they would go over. I used to go over on Crema Eve to help them set up the Barbie mansions and the this and the that, and bring the Santa Claus up and put it under the tree. Yes, Big Betty, they needed the help. After that, my brother, what now? My youngest brother and his wife, they went to her family there in Kentucky. They went to spend Crema with their family in Kentucky, so they were not with us on Crema morning. But y'all, I think my brother was absolutely bored out of his gourd. He must have called 3 or 4 times, and they went over on morning and came back, left Monday morning, and y'all, he called that many times in the interim. So Big Fatty, you're not going to even have time to tell them what you got for Crema. Well, I guess I guess I'll just have to continue this tomorrow. Well, Big Fatty, how are you going to open packages and cards? Well, maybe I'll just have to talk faster tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I've received a message from Miss dear Gussie. Y'all, I've received a message from Miss Bacon, but y'all, I couldn't. It had some sort of picture with it, and I couldn't look at it on my phone. I think we have a winner. We have a winner in the contest. So I'll Big Fatty, something else to shoehorn in tomorrow, I guess so. But I will announce the winner before 2016 is over. Yes, Big Fatty, sure you will. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. You remember, Big Fatty didn't go back to the coal mine until the 3rd of January. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba. And Daniel, what is your favorite part of the BFO?
I enjoy being on Big Fatty's opening. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hand together for Big Fatty's opening.
No, you keep your hand away from Big Fatty's opening. Vulgar!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.